Welcome back. Okay, since we've stolen from Jim Rockford and Perry Mason, we might as well steal from David Letterman the top 10 list of warning signs to let you know that you have a real difficult listing. Number 10, top 10 list of, this is basically talking to real estate agents so much as top 10 list that you know you have a real difficult listing to sell. Number 10, one of the neighbor's cars is up on blocks in the driveway. You know, you're probably not going to put that in the brochure. Number 9, one of your seller's cars is up on blocks in the driveway. Now, that's really tough to, you can't fake that with a hedge. Number 8, the seller asks if you would take a 4% 30-day listing. Number 7, your leg reminds the family dog of his first girlfriend. Number 6, the seller tells you that he enjoys the coolness of his home, and you discover the sun doesn't shine within 100 feet of the house. Number 5, the top 10 list of warning signs that you know you're going to have a real difficult listing. Number 5, the seller asks to be present at all showings so we can show the buyer receipts for all the improvements that he's made to the property. Number 4, it's not only not a good drive-by, it's more like a drive-in. Number 3, the house smells old and musty, even though it was just painted and recarpeted. Number 2, the quickest drive to the house is not the same as the directions you give to agents and buyers. Now, you have to understand that one. Sometimes, you know, the neighborhood you get to the house. And the number one top warning sign to let you know that you have a real difficult listing, the seller calls you with a license plate number of a car that slowly drove by the house and asks you to find out if they're interested. And that literally occurred to me, describing a car that had slowed down. Wonderful people. Okay, we had done that a long time ago. Here's a home maintenance tip of the week. It's more of a food home maintenance tip of the week, but I always wanted to have a food radio program, so this is part of it. Take a look and check your spice racks in the kitchen. I had a lot of old spices, particularly in the metal tins, and I was on the phone with my mom, and I was cooking. I was sick a few weeks ago, and I was cooking, of course, chicken soup. And I said, oh, maybe I'll add some of this or something, and I was on the phone with her, kind of distracted, and I took the metal tin, opened up the top, and just poured it in my hand, and there were maggots or some kind of bug crawling around, and I had almost just dumped it right in the soup. Now, I'm not a vegetarian. But, you know, I draw the line at maggots. So take a close look at all the spices that you haven't used for a few years. You might need to throw them out. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the last 2 weeks of the year, the weekly multiple listing sales update.